Good day. This is Psycast Weekly, week two of 2023 on Friday the 13th of Jan 2023. This is the awkward follow-up to the first episode that we released last week. And thanks to everyone who's listened and given me some feedback already. So let's get the admin out of the way. I really do appreciate all the feedback that I've got so far. This has been great to hear that people are listening, watching, reading, whatever format you're preferring. It's quite an even spread, I must admit, at the moment, and lots of low numbers, but at least people are engaging and telling me what works and what doesn't work. So that's all good. I have set up a newsletter as well for anyone that prefers an email consumption. That is available at sidejoblin.com/newsletter. And for anyone that does want to provide some feedback, I will send out some stickers and swag. We've got Make Life Work sticker, we've got On The Side stickers, and I've got some side badges and keyrings as well. I'd love to know what works with you folks. I'd love to know what information you'd like to know and give me some feedback on what, you know, the formatting or anything like that. So appreciate all that. Something I read about this week, actually, I don't do sponsors. There's no official sponsors. So if you're seeing ads or hearing ads in any of this content, that's not from me. That's from one of the apps or the systems that are out there. We have got it on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and the standard RSS feed, which might be pulled into some of the unofficial supported apps. I don't do ads or sponsors yet. I'm not saying I never will, but there's nothing that's suitable right now. And I will be picky about those that I pick. So that's the admin app out the way. Life is one of the four areas we cover, remember? My wife is home from hospital. We had a bit of a crazy week last week and eventually got home at the weekend, thankfully. She's on the mend. I'm not going to go into the details. So things are getting back to normality this week, but it has meant that some of my normal home routines have been thrown out. Zero fitness, despite it being January and all those sort of health kick moments, I'm not really able to do much. That said, we have been diving into HelloFresh, and I'm not going to sponsor them or endorse them in that way, but it has been quite interesting to try their recipes. We went pure vegetarian on the recipe selections, as my son is a vegetarian, and we've really enjoyed some of the variety that we wouldn't normally get. So we've tried some tofu wraps this week, we've tried some sort of bean quesadillas, we've got some cauliflower, roasted cauliflower spiced up with all the kind of like the sauces and stews. Really tasty, actually, and it's nice to keep the recipe cards that you can make yourself afterwards. So I would recommend giving it a go, but as I say, we're not going to continue it. I don't think we're just going to take the first few recipes, have a break, and see if we want to go back later on. So that's the only health and fitness thing I have been doing this week, and I think we've all appreciated the change in my typical menus. And you might also know I've got a new t-shirt, quite pleased with this find on Depop. It's like a upcycling, recycling fashion app for the UK, or I think it's international, but yeah, I'm going to scout through the other week and I was like, oh, quite like these t-shirts. And they're good prices. That's why I was like, I'll give it a go. Yeah, I'm quite pleased with that. But from a life perspective, it's been pretty quiet this week and not many things going on because we've just been keep things simple and relaxed. From a work perspective, things I've been looking up again. I had a great chat with one of our agile coaches earlier in the week, just to talk about sort of stuff that's going on around the teams, some of the improvement areas we've considered, and how can we generally improve the culture and the way things work around the teams that we work with, and how we can share it out. As an agile coach and engineering manager, there's quite a lot of overlap. And I know every industry is slightly different and every organization is slightly different. As an engineering manager, I'm mostly focused on individuals, but then I will start looking at the team health generally. And that's where the PETALS concept comes from. I'll put the details in the show notes for anyone who wants to know more about that. So we're just going to look at that and then look at some Kanban training as well, because I think a lot of teams have taken Kanban as their working ways of delivery. Some people have joined those teams, not necessarily understanding the fundamentals of Kanban. And I think a lot of teams and engineers or individuals have forgotten the principles of continuous improvement and making sure that they're honoring the general rules of Kanban. So we're going to organize some refresher courses anyway. And I think it's a great example to set for anyone that works in tech. If you've got a way of working that become a bit stagnant, or potentially you're not thinking about continuous improvements in a holistic way, it's good to have these refreshers in there just as a reminder to know these are the principles of Agile, Scrum, Kanban, whatever you use, and remember to use them properly, because these theories can work really well if you do it properly and not just follow the herd and get into a routine and a rut in that sort of way. So that's all good, some stuff going on there. The tech blog that we actually generally contribute to quite regularly Felt like he went a bit stagnant towards the end of last year. So we've got a new revived push for this year with 2023. We've got a brand new redesign that we're going to roll out with it on Medium. Loads of content coming down the line. So we've managed to get a bit more of a focus group around this now. People that are like really keen to get this going again. And we've hired a few more people into the editorial team to make sure we've got the right people to curate that content. So we're planning to get that out very soon. And the tech podcast as well, that's gaining traction again. I've been jumping into the editing again because it's been a while. I've got someone else, Adrian, who's trying to organize and direct this whole season. And I'm taking a step back to be more consultant and lend my skills where they're more useful. And actually gives me a chance to get back into the detail a bit of editing, producing and refining little things here and there. So I've enjoyed that this week, actually. I've jumped into this script and tidying up some of the new episodes coming down the line. And it was lovely to hear the conversations as they are raw before they're refined, and even cutting out those funny moments that shouldn't really go out, but a nice little blooper reel that we can put into an internal promo later on down the line. What's going on? Oh, and the other thing that we want to look at doing, actually, we've got Neurodiversity Month coming up in March. And there's a small group of us that are really quite evangelistic about autism, dyslexia, dyspraxia, ADHD, Tourette's, and all the other sort of neurodiverse diagnoses. And what we want to do is to put a spotlight on them, get people with or living with or having these diagnoses to talk about the reality of what it means to them in their job, but also in their own lives. And we're going to host a load of panel discussions effectively with some the person with it ideally running it, and then bringing other people along to support that content. Very early stages. We need to go and talk to a few people about this, but we are really keen to try and put a spotlight on the scale of what happens with neurodiversity, how many people it affects, how many people are living with this and maybe not even realizing that they have these undiagnosed behaviors underneath them. But all good stuff. And it's lovely to get that community together. We're all very passionate about this stuff. And there's some really key people like Nat, who really loves it. She's such a great ambassador for dyslexia and trying to champion, you know, the different ways of thinking. It's not bad. It's just different. Yeah, some good stuff going around that. We also got a few random comments this week around just kind comments. I had one person that said, don't forget Si did this. They had a conversation around petals and he just called me out as a credit. This is not ours. Si came up with this concept and we're helping him grow it out and see how it can, you know, distribute around the organization. So I was really pleased to hear that. And again, today that a few more people came through saying, can we try petals in our teams? Of course, it's not mine. You do what you want with it. And that was really lovely to hear. And even like a leaver that left us this week, he called me out in his leaving speech. I didn't realize he was having, unfortunately. But it was one of his previous managers who talked through his journey. And it's nice to know that I made an impact on people like that. So all in all, it's been a pretty good week, actually, from work perspective. Some nice wins that I'll pull out in my own review of the week. From a side project perspective, so Make Life Work is in full force now. I've recorded the first episode with Sam Hardacre and Mike Street. We did that on Tuesday and that went down really well. We really enjoyed the conversation, talking about our goals, talking about what happened last year, just having a bit of conversation around these things. So that's in production now. Again, enjoy playing around with these scripts, just trying to tidy up the conversation, play around with some of the features in there and, you know, making it a bit more of a structured conversation. Yeah, watch that space. I'm planning to release it this month, maybe not next week, but probably the week after that now, just to make sure I've got one more in my belt to go out with the best part of that season. As I mentioned earlier, I spent a lot of time getting this set up recently. So it's been getting the blog sorted out, getting the podcast sorted out, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, all those sort of channels set up. The newsletter all will finish off this weekend and that will be ready for launch on Monday. So yeah, lots of effort going into this content. All part of my general goal for this year to create more content and ideally having those platforms set up to just make it a lot simpler and refining that workflow later down the line. I've also spent some time this week setting up another quick website in WordPress. I know it's not the best framework out there, but it works. And for what I needed, it was for a family's birthday present. We had the domain name set up already, but then it was literally just a case of spinning up a quick boilerplate site, getting some basic content in there, a very quick design, just simple organization. And it was a nice way to kind of go, ta-da, happy birthday. Did that in an hour and a half. That's why I love about WordPress. You don't need to spend a lot of time doing all the architecture behind the scenes and getting all the code in place. It just works out of the box. and then you can iterate on it over time. So yeah, it was quite a nice small win this week to get another little sidey out there. On the side, the community in Slack, we had our huddle last night, which was quite fun. There's only a few of us that joined in the end, but it was lovely to have a conversation about what our goals are for this year. Some of us had quite verbose ones. Some of us had quite high level ones, but it was really quite nice just to have a chat about the different levels and then actually go into, you know, interrogating them a bit more and going, ooh, tell me more about that. And actually, I might join you on that. It's quite a nice goal. A lot of them were health related or even home related, but that's cool. That's all for your own well-being. And it's obviously, if it is like that, it's a passion project, which is what a side project should be all about. But it was great to just have that chat. And what we're thinking of doing now is having a monthly session that's very similar, like for an hour, you know, one evening, jump on a call, let's bring some problems to the table and have a chat about them and see how it goes. And equally, it worked quite well just to say, if you can't make it, don't worry, just write down your goals for the year. And then that continued the conversation going throughout the last 24 hours. It's been quite nice to see all that coming through. On the House Finesse front, we had another mix out from LYP. He's got a new residency in a London restaurant called Bacchanalia. And he recorded one set from last week. We put that out. And again, it's a completely different style to what I normally do, but it's nice to get the variety in there, the diversity, because we know the listeners like the range of stuff that we cover now. And also on the House Finesse front, I'm playing around with one more domain that I might bring in. Bit of wordplay, but I like the fact that people should remember it. So I'm going to play around with the idea first, throw it around the community and see if it works. And on the domain front, I did a review this week of my domain portfolio and how many I've got, how much they're costing. It turns out I've got about 16 domains still at the moment. It comes to about 140 quid a year. So I buy all my domains through Cloudflare now where I can. They come at cost and it's easy to manage when I'm doing all the DNS settings. But to see that I'm spending 140 quid a year just on domain names, not hosting, not what I'm doing with them, just literally for the names, it's something I want to keep an eye on and whether I'm actually using them and they're being valuable to me or they're actually gaining any use out of it or getting return on investment. They're not all for profiting or anything like that, but to think about, is it bringing me enough value and enjoy out of the 16 domain names using all them? I know that for a fact. And being ruthless, making that cut when I think it's pointless, let them go. Another factor I want to bring into this session is any new tech I've been playing around with. And because I know I've got a tech background and I do play around with a lot of things through my week. So I just want to start making a note of those things. I joined a webinar the other night on Crowdcast. So Tyler Denk from Beehive, which is like a newsletter app that built Morning Brew, Squadcast hosted a session with him to talk about how you can make a newsletter out of a podcast or complement your podcast with a newsletter. So that was quite interesting to see. And I really want to have a play with Beehive to see if it would help with stuff like this. As I said at the start, I'm setting up a newsletter for it for anyone that wants to subscribe that way. But I'm also looking at the solutions out there. I know MailChimp's not necessarily the best one now or the natural one to go to. However, there are alternatives out there now. So I'm going to be looking at the options as I go through the next couple of weeks and sorting out that background. In the meantime, if you want to subscribe, it will stay safe in my hands. I'm not going to be spreading it everywhere, but I just want to make sure I've got the right solution for what I want to try and achieve with this newsletter. While I was digging around some of my other data, I found a load of TickTick premium codes as well. So I am a massive advocate of TickTick and I am going to record a Make Life Work episode about how I use TickTick over the coming weeks. But if anyone does want a TickTick premium license, give me a shout. I will send you a code. And one more thing that I'd play with today was the Apple data request. So unless you realize in their data privacy policy, you can request all your data from Apple that they have on you. And it is amazing what they've got. I got my archive this week. I was digging through it and I realized that it's got all my account information from like 2004. Even all those media players I've got in Apple Music or on any of the services that I've used there, all your payment methods, it's scary how much data they've got, but you can get it to yourself and you can start ripping it apart because it's all in CSV. I've not even touched the surface of what it's got there, but I really recommend if you are an Apple user or an iOS user, go into the Apple website. I'll put the link in the show notes and request your data. It might take a day or so to come through because I think a lot of people have jumped on this bandwagon now. But once you've got it, you've got an archive of everything they know about you and all those requests that you've made and all the logs that they've built up on you is in your hand. So that's all the tech, fun, and inside projects for the last week. From an entertainment perspective, so we watched The Banshees of Inisherin on Disney Plus at the weekend. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It was on my watch list for a while and I've not really got around to it, but finally we picked it up. And it's one of those weird films which is, it's not really got much of a story, but it really grows into one. The characters are fantastic. The script's phenomenal. The scenery is beautiful. So I highly recommend anyone who's got Disney Plus to give it a go. It's set in Ireland. It's got some fantastic actors in there. And it's just a wonderful story to watch. Really quite comical, dark comedy at times, obviously, but I'd recommend it without any spoilers. I also finished some books this week. So the Anunnaki Mystery, which is like a sci-fi thriller series. I'm up to book 6 now. And it is a little bit of indulgence, I must admit. It's ridiculous at times. But some of the sci-fi comments and theories and topics that come up really satisfy my geeky nature. I really enjoyed those books. I'm up to 6 now. I think there's 2 more left in the series so far. It's effectively about 2 kids, teenagers, that realize they've got superpowers and where they come from. And then it all ties together with other sort of astronomy stuff. I don't want to give too much away, but it's quite interesting. I'd really enjoy that series. So I would recommend it if you've not picked it up yet. It's The Quan Thrillers by Ken Warner. And I'll again put the links in the show notes. I am recording all my reading habits, by the way, on ramblingreaders.org, which is like a social network like Goodreads, but on the Fediverse. So it all plugs together with that sort of data. You can subscribe to my reads through Mastodon and the Fediverse, and I'll get and put those links in the show notes. The other book I finished this week was one called Big Podcast by David Hopper. He's like an experienced music producer, entertainment agent in the industry for 20, 30 odd years, and he's adapted all his skills into podcasting, and it's quite interesting his take on these things. I've read a few of these books in the past, you know, how to make a podcast, blah, blah, blah. But the way he talks about it is quite interesting, and the anecdotes he brings to the narrative based on his previous experiences in music conferences or tours or stuff like that. It's been quite interesting, and I would recommend it for anyone who wants to get into podcasting, but you do need to take it in small bites. There's a lot of information in there. I've skimmed over some points. I've bookmarked some points, but it's been a nice book to kind of reference over the last month or two that I've been chipping away at. And the TV program I've been watching this week is Soulmates on Amazon Prime. It's, again, a bit of a dystopian sci-fi thing. Not going to give too much away, but it's effectively around like online dating and the different scenarios that can make them a bit more challenging, let's say. There's some quirky stories in there. There's some inaccuracies, I'd say, as well from the tech, but it's quite an interesting take. And I'd recommend giving it a go at least to see if it's your flavour. We've enjoyed it, and it's been one of our guilty pleasures this week. That's it. Wrap up the week. It's, as I say, it's been a pretty good week. Very relaxing in some ways. We've not been out and done much, but read lots, been playing around with lots and getting things done from a side project perspective. Work's been quite satisfying. Yeah, without saying any more, that'll do for this week. And if you do enjoy this stuff, remember to reach out to me. You can email sy@joblin.com or you can find me on Mastodon, managingengineers.net@sy. I'll catch you next week.